Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today we'll be meeting a remarkable entrepreneur and the transformative figure in the business world whose journey from life-altering adversity to remarkable success is nothing short of inspiring. Yes, I'm talking about Matthew Sanjari. So welcome to the show, Matthew.
Hey, thanks for having me, Avik. I appreciate it.
Lovely. So Matthew, like before we start our conversation, because today's topic is very great, we'll be talking about entrepreneurship evolved and also how integrating personal development for the success as well. So, but before we do that, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that following a near-death accident that drastically changed his life trajectory, Matthew battled the chronic pain, depression, and cognitive disabilities for nearly a decade. So, yet fueled by resilience and the determination, he defied the odds to emerge as a serial entrepreneur and influential business coach. So, as the founder of Prime Consulting, he draws over 15 years of entrepreneurial experience and the public speaking prowess to empower the entrepreneurs and the business leaders. So his unique blend of operational strategy, personal development coaching has propelled numerous brands to surpass their limits, earning him a reputation for the pragmatic and the strategic business growth. So like with steadfast commitment to his motto for his aim, build people, build business, or we can call it a mantra as well. So Matthew helps his clients navigate the complexities of the entrepreneurship while also fostering the personal growth and the fulfillment. So through his coaching sessions and the strategic consultancy, he guides entrepreneurs to reclaim their vision, elevate their role, and also scale their business beyond their expectations. So why to wait for? Join us as we delve into his inspiring journey and uncover the transformative power of the entrepreneurship and the personal development in crafting a life of purpose and the achievement which we all want. So welcome to the show again, Matthew.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited. Let's get this convo started.
Lovely. Great. So to start with, Matthew, like if you can share a pivotal moment in your life that led you to become an entrepreneur and business coach after overcoming the adversity?
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, how I became a business coach was kind of, if I'm honest with you, a little bit of an accident. I ran a marketing company for 10 years. That was started out of the adversity that I had found. And basically it was this idea that, you know, I got into a really bad car accident that I was 3 inches from death. Left me with lingering injuries, headaches, like you said, chronic pain, the whole bit, many of which I still struggle with today. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I had to start the business was because I came to this place where I said, if I don't go down this road, no one's going to take care of me. And so my pivotal moment was I need to do something. Something needs to change. And so for me, going down that road isn't something, even though I love entrepreneurship, I'm a dreamer, I'm a builder, like I'm sure like a lot of your audience can relate. But the difficult part, that pivotal moment for me was, you know, I was getting clients and I was losing them just as quickly because of my pain, because of my struggles. So the pivotal moment was me deciding something needed to change. So I actually had to learn systems. I had to learn structures. I had to learn, you know, finances? How do you actually build a business? How do you wrap your head around, my headaches aren't going away? You know, my depression is up and down. You know, I'm battling these things. So how do you operate within that framework still and still thrive, right? Not just survive, which I've been so used to doing. How do I go from surviving to thriving? And so that was a real pivotal moment for me.
Understood. Great. So, I mean, how do you approach that, blending the personal development with the entrepreneurship in your coaching and the consulting practice?
Yeah, I think especially when you're an entrepreneur, especially starting out, there's no real difference, no matter how you feel about it, between you and the business, right? There's this idea in leadership called culture. And culture is all culture is, right? We hear it all the time. Culture is just the sum of all the parts, right? So everything that's there, that's what culture is. And so when you start a business or when you buy a business or when you're an entrepreneur, the organization often takes on your culture. And that can be really amazing. And that can also be slightly terrifying, right? It can take on your good traits and your good qualities, and it can also take on some of your bad ones. And so when I talk about personal development and entrepreneurship, what I'm really talking about is, okay, well, how do we actually isolate the things that are good in your culture, in your business's culture, and where do we isolate the areas for improvement? And so oftentimes that really comes down to the same principles across all. And that's, you know, what does it look like to take ownership? What does it look like to take personal responsibility? What does it look like to actually know your why? Like, why are you doing this, right? Mm-hmm. It's easy to say I'm in business because I want to make $1 million or $10 million, but there's always something that's usually more tangible than money. And it's just a matter of asking the right questions to get people to that point.
Understood. That's true, too. Understood. So also, like, I mean, what are some of the common challenges when we're discussing about it, challenges or maybe the obstacles that entrepreneurs face when it comes to the personal growth? And if so, how do you help them navigate those challenges?
Yeah, again, it's a lot of the same things, right? When you're talking personal development, you're talking entrepreneurship, the challenges are pretty across the board. And it's often, Matt, I'm stuck. I don't know where to go from here, right? Matt, I'm drowning in the day-to-day, right? We all want to dream. We all want to go on to, you know, so many of my clients, they're not short on strategy or ideas. What they can't seem to understand is I'm already up to my head in work and tasks. How do I have any time to get ahead, right? And I think those two, and I think a third one that oftentimes is people feel paralyzed in terms of their next step, right? So I now look at the world of entrepreneurship as it's a blank canvas. We can do anything. We can throw colors. We can paint anything because it's wide open. But for a lot of people, that wide openness is actually paralysis. And it's this idea that when they stare at a blank canvas, they go, oh my gosh, what do I do? And so oftentimes those three things are things that I hear a lot from high-performing leaders, entrepreneurs, business owners. And to me, it's not so much how do we solve that. It's about empowering and equipping people and with the tools so that they can push past those objections. And so to me, again, it's all in the questioning. That's one of the things I do when I work with people. A big question that I ask people right off the bat, and it's always this, I say, you know, God forbid, but if something were to happen to you and you couldn't work for a month, what would happen to your business? And every time people without fail say, you know what? I probably wouldn't have a business in a month if something happened. And I say, well, then you don't have a business, you have a job. Because if you don't show up to your job, you don't get paid. So let's build you a business. And so again, it's about asking the right questions, building the right systems, and then implementing the right structures and SOPs to make sure that we can really overcome those challenges.
Lovely. That's great. So in your experience, how does the personal development contribute to the success and sustainability of a business?
Yeah, I mean, anything that's entrepreneur-led, if you're a business owner, a leader, or an entrepreneur, at the end of the day, because business is such a people-oriented thing, I don't care whether you run a factory or you run a trade or a service, or you're a service provider or a restaurant, business is a people business. And so you will only take people where you've been and where you're willing to go. And so at the end of the day, personal development should be a priority. And I'm not talking just go listen to podcasts or read books. I mean, like actually doing the work on yourself, because at the end of the day, you don't want to be the reason why your business is capped. You don't want to be the reason why your organization is capped, because you're unwilling to push boundaries and go to another level. And so I think intrinsically they're linked, but I think that my encouragement for a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners is you often don't have a business problem. You actually usually have an entrepreneur problem, and we need to solve that.
Understood. Got it. So, I mean, but according to you, the role does self-awareness play in the entrepreneurship?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, according to you, what is the role that self-awareness play in the entrepreneurship?
Yeah. Again, linking back to my last answer, I think it's just building on what you already have and who you already are, right? You may have a passion and that's why you became an entrepreneur or business owner. Or, you know, maybe you're very high functioning and that's why you're a high level leader in your team or your organization. And that'll get you so far. But personal development and self-development is this idea that I'm going to take what's on my life and what I'm already doing, and I'm going to try and maximize it, right? I tell my clients, I say, rather than set lofty goals around revenue and money, let's focus on maximizing every part of your organization. So on a personal level, what does it look like to maximize your life? Are you running at optimal levels across your life and your health, your relationship, your business? And so all of those things bleed in.
Understood. Got it. So, I mean, if you can also share some examples, like how integrating personal development practices has directly impacted the success of your client's business.
Yeah. I think of a client I'm working with recently. They're a health brand. And for them, they want to grow the business drastically. They have tremendous opportunity. There's no shortage of people that want to buy from them. But what they had was a leadership problem. They didn't have people to take areas of the business. They didn't have people that they could then, you know, promote and move up. And so that really spoke to a leadership problem, a culture problem. I said, okay, so you are producing employees, you're not producing leaders. So what are you guys doing about it? And so at the end of the day, it started with a shift with the management and the owners to say, we're going to start investing personally in leadership. We're going to start investing in our personal development. We're going to start to read books. We're going to start to get into podcasts. We're going to start to do the work, and we're going to share that with our team so that we all get aligned. And, we're probably about a year and a half in now as clients, and the change. Now they've seen multiple people step into management. They've got a whole bunch of people that have expressed interest. Why? Because the entire organization is going on a journey of personal development that really started with one or two people at the top.
Got it. So, I mean, also, how do you stay aligned with your own personal development journey while also guiding others on theirs?
Sorry, the internet cut out there.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, how you guide others. I mean, you guide others, right? So how you stay aligned with your own personal development while also helping others, guiding others on theirs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's exactly what I said earlier. At the end of the day, I'm very cognizant and I'm aware that I can't take people anywhere that I'm not going, right? So when I bring on a client, I'm not just teaching them theory. I tell people, I said, you can go listen to a podcast. You can go read a book if you want to. The reason why you're bringing me in is I offer a level of accountability that nobody else is going to do for you, right? That book isn't going to come alive and say, hey, Avik, are you doing the work? Are you doing that thing? And so for me, the way that I make sure that I stay aligned is these are all the principles that are important to me. And so I know I just want to be a better me. I want to be healthy. I want to have a holistic approach of life. And so by doing that, my business and my clients are just an overflow of me aligning myself with that and those strategies.
Got it. Got it. So before we wrap up, like, what advice would you offer to aspiring entrepreneurs who are looking to integrate their personal growth into their business endeavors?
Yeah, I think the most important thing that I always tell people, do not discount this. It's just find your why, right? If the what is what you want to do. So if the what is, you know, let's say you're a, you know, you're a basketball player. Playing basketball is your what? Your why is why you do it. And if your why is just money or it's fame or it's success, those are bad whys because they will fade, right? And you need your why to be strong, because when you go through hard times, when you go through challenges, when you go through change, because that's what life is filled with that, your why will allow you to pivot. It'll allow you to shift focus and allow you to keep going. So find your why. Really find out why you want to do this thing, why you want to be an entrepreneur, why you want to be a leader. And when you have that why, well, then if I'm honest, the what really doesn't matter. It can be anything and it will change probably, but it's all about finding your why.
Exactly. That's very, very important. Great. So in this enlightening episode, we have actually delved into the transformative power of integrating the personal development with the entrepreneurship. So dear listeners, our guest Matthew has shared the invaluable insights and the strategies for navigating the complexities of business growth while also prioritizing personal well-being and the growth. So as we conclude, always remember that the success in the entrepreneurship isn't just about scaling the business, but it's all about guiding people, helping people. So we hope that all of you have found inspiration and practical wisdom to embark on your own journey of the entrepreneurship that is evolved. So till then, stay tuned for more empowering conversations on our podcast, Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. Till then, thank you so much.